Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Simen Shinches. We are up to Siftes. The last word on page Kuvav. We're about to turn on to page 212. The Mechaber says in Siftes, Deles shel shida teva umigdal yicholim litlo mehem. The door of a box, a chest, or a closet, you are allowed to take it off from them. The osur lahachzira, but you are not allowed to put it back on them. Gizera shemi yiska. The reason why you can't put the doors back on is because we're afraid that you might wedge it in. Vishalul shel tarnagolim osur. But when it comes to a chicken coop, putting the doors on is osur, or bein lito bein lahachzir, whether you're taking it off or putting it back on is osur. Dekevan de mechuber lekarka is be binyan ustira. Because since the lul shel tarnagolim is attached to the ground, so then we say there is binyan and stira, so taking the door on and off will be aser. However, when it comes to these boxes, chest, or closets, which are not mechubar lekarka, they're only kelim, so as we'll see in the Mishnah Brura, we say there's no binyan v'stira b'kelim, and therefore there'll be no problem taking it off, only putting it back on would be aser, because of gzeira that you might wedge it in, and we'll see exactly what that problem is now in the Mishnah Brura. So if you look in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Lamed Vav, he writes, Litla, you are allowed to take them off. De'im binyan v'stira b'kelim. The reason why you can take the doors off is because there is no binyan v'stira b'kelim, and these are kelim, so it's fine. Putting it back on is a problem, because Shem Yiska says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, Shem Yiska b'yoseid, maybe you'll wedge it in with a peg, o b'masmer b'chazka, or with a nail with strength, v'chayev mishum makah b'patish, and then you'll be over the isra makah b'patish, the havileg mar malacha, that's completing a malacha, that's completing the kli. And therefore, even though there's ein binyan v'stira b'kelim, but there is still by kelim makah b'patish, and therefore by putting the door in and wedging it in with a peg or with a nail, that will be the isra of makah b'patish. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, D'yesh gam b'kelim mishum bona. Some say, not true, but kelim is also an isra bona. Heicha d'hu osa ayidei tekiya, where you do it with wedging it in, there is also a problem of binyan b'kelim, d'hu maisa uman, because that's considered a professional maisa, and there, in fact, there would be an isra binyan, and memela, there would also be an isra of stira, according to that shita. Sifkatan lamed ches v'shalul, hu binyan ha'asu l'tanagolim. This is, like we said, a building, a structure that is made for tanagolim. Since it's mechubar lekarka, so then we say there is an inyan of binyan and stira in taking off the door and putting on the door. It says in the Mishnah Brura, u'mechayev mishum bona. And therefore, putting the door on would be an isra bona. V'imkein gama chalonos osu lito l'hachzir. According to this, windows of a house also would be forbidden to take off and put back on the mechubarim him, because they are mechubar lekarka. And even having a guy to do it would be an iser derabbanan. Taz lekamon simin shin yud gimel ayin shom hashenutla b'beralocha bazeh. Sifkatan men. Again, we said by the lul shel tarnagolim, taking off the door and putting it back on would be aser. Since it's mechubar lekarka, there is binyan v'stira. Tzarech lomar needs to say the lul dahacha mari kigon shebna mitchila b'mechubar lekarka. When we say over here by the lul, there's going to be a binyan v'stira because it's mechubar lekarka. So we have to be discussing a case where it was built mitchila attached to the ground. The imhaisa mitchila kli b'fnei atzma. Because if the lul was first a separate entity that was built on its own, ela shechibra achar kach lekarka, and then it was attached to the ground. Dino kamo shekasa b'siv. Then it will be similar to what we'll see shortly in Sif Yud, b'kli ha-mechubar lekarka b'tit, where you attached a kli to the ground with tit, ayin shom, where it has a different halacha. Kein kosa b'sefer tosefa Shabbos. So the first pshat is saying that it has to be a lul shel tarnagolim that was built in the ground mitchila, then it would be an isra of binyan v'stira, but if it was not built in the ground, it was built separately from the ground, and then it was attached to the ground, then the halacha would be different, as we'll see shortly in Sif Yud. That is pshat number one. The Prima Gadim says you cannot compare the case in Siftes to the case in Sif Yud, even if it was built as a separate kli and then attached to the ground, because there in Sif Yud it's different because it's just a cover that comes on and off. But over here where there is a hinge to the door, so it's more chamer. And therefore, even if it would be a handle, which we'll see discussed in a moment, it would still be aser ayin shom. So over here, the Prima Gadim says that although we could have the same case of made as a kli and then attached to the ground, it still won't have the same halacha as sifyut. Sifyut, as we'll see in a moment, if there's a handle, it's going to be more lenient, but that's because the kli was attached to the ground on the bottom. Masha'in kain over here, it's not just that the cover goes on the kli and comes totally off, but there's a hinge where it's attached, and therefore the din and siftes would be more chomer even if it was made as a kli and then attached to the ground. And that we'll see sifyut, and we'll get more clarity. Says the Mechaber in sifyut, kisui borevadus. So the covering of a pit, two types of pits, as we'll see, ein nitolim, they cannot be moved, elo imkein yesh lam beis achiza, unless they have a handle. So the coverings of pits cannot be moved unless they have a handle, the oz muchach shu keli, because then it's clear that it's a kli. Vishal kelim, and the coverings of kelim, afilu heim b'chubarim b'tit, like we just discussed in the Mishabura, even if they are attached to the ground with tit, yecholim litlam, you can remove them, afilu ein lahem beis achiza, even if they do not have a handle. V'hu shetiknam v'asa bohem maisa, that's only if you fixed them up and did in them a maisa, v'hechinam l'kach, and you prepared them for this, o shenishtamish bohem ibodyom, or they were used from before Shabbos. The kisui chavios hakvuros bakarka, and the coverings of barrels that are buried in the ground, lagamri totally, tsrichos beis achiza, they need a handle. It's a little bit of a confusing sif. It will get clarified in the Mishabura, beginning at sifkatam em aleph, bor vidus. The first point of the Mechaber in sif yud was the coverings of pits are ein nitolim, unless they have a handle. A bor is bechafira, a bor is a pit that is just by digging into the ground. Vidus bebinyan, and a dus is a type of pit, but it's done through a structure, through a building. Vulgam kein besocha karka, it's also underground. Ela shalomalak tzas galui, but above ground, it's also a little bit revealed, so there's a little bit of a wall that goes above the ground, but basically the same halacha, a bor vidus, two different types of pits. So we said about those coverings, sevkata membeis, ein nitalim, they can't be moved. Af shetiknam va'asa behem maisa hamochiach sh'omer l'chasos. Even if you fixed up the coverings, and you did in them a maisa, which makes it clear that it's omed to be covering and uncovered, o shemishnamish behem tomid lazeh, or it's always used for this purpose, de bazeh husar me'aleim she mukza, in which case the cover has no more din of mukza, kidl kama misivcha beiz, like we'll see later in sivcha beiz, afilu hachi asar kan, still it is asar over here to put it on and to take off that cover, de kevon dehem kisui karkos, since these are coverings of the ground, the bor vadus is considered the karka. Since these are coverings of the ground, have a kibone, it's like building in mechasosam, if you cover the pits with them, o kesoser im notala kisui, and it will be like destroying if you take off the covering. Masha'en ken kishieshlan beis yad, which is not the case where it has a handle, le'echos bam, to hold them, mu'chach dehu kli, then it's clear that it's a kli, ule mishkal v'yahadurei ovid, and it's made to go on and to come off, ve'lo havi kebona v'soser, then it would not be like bona v'soser. Now if you look in the Shartzion, and Os Mem Vavi points out, this is Rashi's pshat, the ayin b'primigodim shekosav the kavanas Rashi, look in the primigodim that writes, the kavan of Rashi is, denire kibone velo bonamamish. It looks like bone, but it's not bonamamish. Kevan de'ein ba'kisui tzir. Since in this covering there is no hinge, ki'im munach kach min lamala, just resting on it on top, and this is actually what we pointed out from the primigodim in Sif Tess, at the end of the Mishabura, at the end of Sifkat and Mem, we said the difference between the case in Sif Yud and the case in Sif Tess was whether there was a hinge or not. So we're talking about here where there was no hinge. So Rashi says the problem would be that it looks like bona v'soser. So back to the Mishabura, there are going to be two pshatim, and what exactly is going on over here in Sif Yud when we say kisu bor vadus ein nitolim. Pshat number one, which is Rashi Pshat, the first pshat that Mishabura brings down, is that even though you fix up the kli and it's clear that it's not mukta because it was made into a regular kli that's used normally for covering and uncovering, still since it's covering the ground, it looks like binyan v'stira. So when it says ein nitalim in the mechaber, according to this pshat of Rashi, it doesn't mean that it's mukta. It's not mukta. It just means it can't be put on the pit. It can't be taken off the pit because of looking like binyan v'stira, as opposed to the second opinion that we'll see now in Sifkata Membeis, V'ayim B'Magen Avram, Shebeir, look in the Magen Avram, who explains, That which the Mechaber says Einam Nitolim, Hainu Da Asurim Afilu Betilto Ba'alma. He holds Einam Nitolim means they can't be moved, they are considered Mukta. As opposed to the Pshat that we just said, that they're not Mukta. The Einam Nitolim means they can't be put on, because it looks like Binyan Vestira. The Magen Avraham says that when the Mechaber says Einam Nitolim, it means that it's actually usher to be moved, it's Mukta. Afilu Im Nisparku Kfar Mi'er Shabbos Menabur, even if the covering was removed from the boar on Erev Shabbos, the kosher came to usher litla minabor. Certainly, since it's muktzah, you wouldn't be allowed to remove it from the pit on Shabbos. V'atam, the reason is the kevan dehim omdim umulchanim l'kisur karkos. Since these coverings are omed and ready to cover the ground, einam min hamuchan, they're not considered prepared litalto to move av shetoris kli aleim, even though they have a din of a kli. Lamaisa, since they're omed to be covering the ground, they are considered muktzah. So we have here to summarize two pshatim and what the Mechaber means. Kisui bor vadus eini tolam elim kein yesh lam es achiza. Pshat number one, which the Mishabura brings first, which is from Rashi, is that they aren't necessarily muktzah, but they can't be nitolam to cover or uncover the pit because of it looking like binyan vestira. Second pshat is the Magen Avraham, who says that they are absolutely muktzah, since they are dedicated to covering the ground, even if they are muchan, they are still considered muktzah and they can't be moved at all. Continues the Mishabura, Sevkaton Mem Gimel. The Mechaber says, Vishalkalim, in other words, if the coverings are not of the ground of the Borvados, rather coverings of Kalim, even if the Kalim are attached to the ground with Tit, you are allowed to remove them, even if they do not have a Beis Achiza. So says the Mishaburim Mukhubarim Betit, Ratzalomar means to say, Shahaklim Mukhubar Lakarka Betit Milamata. This Kli is attached to the ground with Tit from the bottom. The after Ba'alma Mukhubar Lakarka Hareyoko Karka. Even though in general we say something that's attached to the ground has a din of the ground itself, Hach over here, Kevan the Kisui Einu Mukhubar Betir Lahakli. Again, since the covering in this case is not attached with a hinge to the Kli, Vahakli Mugula Lamala, the Kli is recognizable from above the ground, even though it's attached to the bottom, it's recognizable above the ground as a Kli. So lo mirsi kabona, by putting this covering that is totally removable from the Kli, putting it on does not look like bona. Masha'inkein b'kisui chavios ha'kvuros b'karka, which is not the same thing as the last case of the Mechaber, when you're covering barrels that are buried in the ground, kevan dehem tmunos kulam b'karka, since that case is talking about where it's totally buried in the ground, gozru rabbonan atu kisui borvedus. So then it looks like you're actually covering something of the ground, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So in our case, in the middle case of the Mechaber, where it's a Kli that's attached to the ground from the bottom, it's nicker that it's not really part of the ground, it sticks up a little bit, and the covering is totally removable, there is no hinge, and therefore even without a Beis Achiza, it's clear what's going on, and therefore you are allowed to cover it on Shabbos. Sivkata Nendalad, Vuhu Shetiknam, as long as you fix up the covering, Koi Al Kol Kisui Kalim, this is referring to all coverings of Kalim. Sivkata Memhe Vechinam Lakach, and you prepared them for this. Hainu Shechinam Lachasos Akli, that means to say you prepared them to cover a Kli. Vuhu Adinim Lo Asa Behem Maisakla, the same thing would be if you didn't do any action at all to the coverings. Rakshe Yichado Mi Erev Shabbos Lakisui, you just designated it from Erev Shabbos to be a covering. Gam Kain Sagi, that's also going to be enough. Because all these things, whether you did a maisa to it or you just did a preparation, a hachonot that you're going to use it, all that removes the shem muktzah from it. Like we'll see later in Sivchov, Gabi the Charios. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.